7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Oh my god, Dublin. Yeah. Oh. This might not be good. Okay, here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another extraordinarily exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I am some form of ill. I don't know what I have, but I think it's just a tamikaze. If you heard yesterday's show, you know that my sinuses are inflated. My brain pressure is trying to crush my eyes out through the back of my skull. And I've been generally messed up. And man, I woke up after sleeping for about 3.5 hours today, and I had problems and blah, blah, blah. But I did go back to sleep, slept for another couple of hours. That was good. When I woke up, I'm actually starting to feel a little bit better already. What was I going to say? I don't have a sore throat anymore. I'm still very sniffly, and my nose is crazy, but, you know, whatever. So now, I'm standing down here in the actual creek bed, looking into the water. We got some 1, 2, 3 half-buried white golf balls. I had to come down here because I thought this was a green. It's not. It's just a pinnacle 3 yellow. So I needed to come outside today, and once again, you get to listen to me sniffle because I have crazy sinuses. And my brain, oh, there's something in the water here. Oh, and there's something up there too. What is that? Okay, sitting here in the water, just a boring old Titleist number one. There's something up there, but we're gonna get that here in a second. There's something in the ravine. It looks like a pink. But here in the deep water, right here by some mati tracks. Wow. Okay, I thought this was something that we had, but it's not. Oh, very exciting. We've got ourselves a first find. Custom Callaway. But I gotta get over the dam here first. I'm over the dam. Do I want to climb up there to try to get that pink ball? I really don't. What I really want to do is to see what this ball is, because it's got something written on it. It's just a logo ball. It's just a stupid Nike with a logo. There's a couple white balls up there. We need to wash this bad boy off. It is super windy here today. It wasn't this windy a couple hours ago when I originally woke up. Wow, what the hell is this? Weird. Very glad to be able to add this to my collection. This is weird. Okay, we have a custom printed ball here. It's a soccer ball, and it's red and blue. And so when I originally saw it in the water, I thought it was, you know, the regular red and blue stripes and stars football soccer ball. It's not. This is a custom Callaway. Wow, this one's even weirder. This is going to be even more difficult to describe. I'm going to have to take a picture of all the flag balls together so we can compare them. But this is the weirdest one yet. It has the correct spot pattern, and the spots are the correct shape. They are pentagons. There are red pentagons, and there are blue pentagons. And inside the pentagon are stars. Star-shaped outlines from point to point, from angle to angle inside the Pentagon. Now, inside the red stars are stripes, and inside the blue stars are stars. Well, the stars in the Pentagons are white, but then there's more blue stars inside the white star inside a blue Pentagon, and then there's red stripes in the white star in the red Pentagon. Another flag theme ball from Callaway. One that we don't have. It's the first time we have found it. Hooray. All right, I'm gonna walk over here to check that out. That's a logo ball of some kind, but we don't want it, so it doesn't matter. Wow, listen to the trees being blown about. It's very windy, but being down in the creek here, we're not getting any direct wind. Lots of leaves are falling out of the trees as the wind blows. I'm looking up on the far bank. Do we want to go up there? Do we want to risk the wind? We better check it out. Because here's a pink ball right here. Oh, what is it? It is a... I have never seen this either, I don't think. This is a Callaway. It's a pink Callaway, but it's glossy. And it has lavender colored numbers. Does it have a boob ribbon? It doesn't, but that's what it looks like. Okay, that's going in my pocket too. Just in case. I don't think we have any other glossy Callaways. Is this a logo ball over here? No. This is another white Titleist. Alright. Let's get up into this area real quick. Because this tends to collect a lot of golf balls around here. But I don't see any. But here's some animal poop. Probably fox poops on the trail here. There's kind of an animal trail up here. White golf ball. Not seeing anything else. Oh, okay. So I'm going to turn around and I'm going to start thinking about that pink golf ball that is up in the golf ball eating ravine. What are we going to do about that one? Well, let's see, where is it? This one might require too much effort, yeah. That's going to be problematic. So we're going to skip it. We don't need any pink balls anyway. I'm not even sure why I picked this one up. Oh, because it's shiny. It's a glossy pink Callaway. Didn't know they made those. Anyway. What I think I'm going to do here is walk upstream a bit. Check to see if that ball in the mud over there is anything. Doesn't appear to be. But I am 3 meters away. It's hard to tell. It's not obvious. Don't think so. As such, I will climb back up onto the bank here. And... oh, I'm going to head downstream. The wind is so bad that the trees are creaking. Can you hear that? Creak! They're telling me where I am. Hey tree, where am I? You're in the creek. Oh, thanks. Alright, so it's about 23 degrees. It's a little warmer than is really good for me. But I feel like I need the exercise. I feel like I need to get outside and get, you know, the healing power of golf balls and the creek. Yay. And since it's breezy enough, I think we're kind of going to be all right. So I think the plan now is to throw this good stick downstream where I can pick it up. There we go. And then I need to sort of do this weird sort of drop and hop. There we go. I'm down on the creek. I'm in the creek again. Rock hopping. Ooh, Mati tracks. Pick up my stick. And here we go. Walking down the middle of the creek. It's kind of muddy. It's a little sticky. It did rain a little bit in the last couple days. Not much, but this is where all the water collects, so it's going to seem like it's damper down here. And I'm in the slick mud spot. Got to be very careful. There are Mati tracks around. So there's been Matis running around since it rained. We got some yappy birds hanging around as well. The good news is, now that I'm sort of standing here, taking stock of myself, the pressure in my head is going down a little bit. I don't think I have the COVID. I don't think I have it. Because boy oh boy did the symptoms change rapidly. And however, I do have some COVID tests and I am going to test myself. Not for me, but for some other people, because the night before I woke up feeling so weird. I was out to dinner with my family and some friends. And so if I was exposed and hot then, I don't want these people to get it. Or if they have it, I need them to test now. And, you know, get some cure as soon as possible. Preventative medicine, blah, 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 all that crap. Because some of the people I was with were a little bit more sensitive to the issue. A little bit more medically delicate. So, you gotta think about these people first. And then our little tubster. So, yeah. I'm trying to figure out if I feel feverish or not. That's always difficult for me because I'm always hot. I always feel vaguely feverish and sick. Just normally. Just walking around. Get overheated. It's like, oh, I kind of feel feverish. Plonk as he falls over, as he passes out. So actually trying to determine actual fever and, you know, just generally being overheated, that's a trick. I don't see any golf balls. Oh, you know, I say that, and then I see one. A white golf ball. It's got something on it. Is it written on, or is that a logo? That's just magic marker. It looks like it says Bush. Oh, okay, here's a couple over here. White golf ball, white golf ball, white golf balls. I don't want the white golf balls. I want the big, delicious, candy-colored golf balls. They're so yummy. Oh, okay. You know, the other good news is I'm only really sort of now noticing this. I'm not twitchy. I don't have any leg spasms. Weird. I'm moving around really good. Yesterday and the day before, I was super twitchy. But then again, I did have kind of a big cramp, a big seize up earlier that morning. Oh, I see orange, but it also looks like it's been hit by a lawnmower. 5 meters over there. Nope, don't even need to walk over there. That is definitely a destroyed golf ball. Huh, where's all the color? Where's all the color today? And if I can't have color, can I have more weird custom printed ones? Here's a white Callaway with the printed red, blue, red, blue, red, blue stripes. Just keeps getting dumber. I'm kind of thinking about buying one of those golf ball marking kits. There's a white ball. Here's a web. Wait, I cannot whack this web. This web is not a support web. This is a web that is, we gotta go around because there's, this web is in use, but it's getting blown about. Wasn't there another white golf, there it is. Yeah, okay, anything on this white golf ball? It says something. Okay. What the hell, damn guy? I dropped it. Pick it back up. I might have to keep this because it's a Titleist number one. The cheapest Titleist that there is. This is not the quality golf ball. It has one black magic marker line on it. And then on the opposite side, on the same circumferential line as the magic marker, printed from the shop, it says T-Titans. T-Titans. In, like, 7-point Helvetica capitals. In blue ink. And when I say T-Titans, I don't mean T as in a golf tee, T-E-E. I mean T as in Tobe. T-E-A. The good stuff to drink. T-Titans play golf? That ball's going in my pocket just for being weird. Here's another white golf ball. Same thing. Titleist junk. And what do we got over here? Here's another ball. Noodle. It's nice new ball, but it's not anything in particularly neat. Humbugger. So, now I'm just kind of poking around in the bark here. What does that sound? Weird. Sounded like somebody was walking up behind me. It was not the case. I keep seeing that orange ball. The one that's been hit by the lawnmower. Now here's another white ball. And another white ball. This one says something weird on it too. Oh no, that just is more golf stuff. Okay. TaylorMade. We got white golf balls everywhere. But nothing that I want. What I want is the Kleenex that's in my pocket. Here we go. I got a stuffed up head. All right, well, I don't think, I keep checking, but yeah, I think we're done in this zone. Check a few more spots here. Check around this tree. Walk along the other side of it. I think we're probably done. Which means, of course, that a bug is flying into my eye. Hi, bug! He's so nice. He says, how are you? And I said, I got the stuffed up brains. And he said, oh, okay. So now, trying to organize things. How am I going to do this? How am I going to do this business? I don't think we've got much of a choice. We're going to have to take the stick with us. A stick with us in the businesses. Tobe, what are you talking about? Well, I think I'm going to go for it. I'm talking about crossing the log. And when my sinuses are weird, my sense of balance gets weird because it affects my ears. My sinuses get wonky. And, I'm not super steady today, but boy, we don't have any problems and we're stepping off on the other side. Okay. And last night, when was that? That was probably around like 11 o'clock at night. My ears just started to itch like crazy. It was brutal. Brutally brutal. All right, so I'm back on the original side of the creek. And I gotta work my way past some shrubbery and stuff after stepping off the log. And now we're in another good spot. Kind of want to go walking out on that log. Do-do-do-do-do. That's going to be tricky. That's not for today. We'll wait until my head is a little bit more clear before we do any dangerous log tricks. Dangerous log tricks, he says. Okay. We are now working our way into the T1 zone. And yep, there's a golf ball. Oh, this is also not a good place for hiding from wind. Is this a logo ball? What the damn hell? We got another first find here. I thought it was a logo ball. It is not a logo ball. I gotta turn my back to the wind. We got a Callaway. Number one, white. Specially printed, it has Ergsoft. Ergsoft. It has two funny little black markings that say Ergsoft, and then there's these stripes that are graduated dots that are thick and then become thin. One set is red, one set is blue. It's around the... Whatever. Going in the pocket. We're finding the weird Callaways today. Custom. That's good. Custom is good. I'm going to have to take pictures of these because there's just no explaining it otherwise. All right. Creeping along here. Still got some golf balls in the hollow tree. There's a golf ball in the mud. I'm looking around. And down here at this end of the creek is not good for wind because there's no blockage going that way. So there's a strange ball. Oh, weird. TaylorMade number 22. I don't want it. There's less tree protection down here. So we're getting some wind. Okay, I'm not... here's something. I was going to say, I don't see any more golf balls, but is this a yellow or is this a green? Oh, that's a yellow. It's a Callaway number one, glossy yellow. Throw it over there by that other golf ball. Somebody else can find it. I'm trying to look into the little golf ball catching zone across the creek. I don't see anything. I kind of want to go home and just go back to sleep. But I think I've slept about 7 hours total now. I can't do that. If I go back to sleep, then I'm going to get off. And we can't afford to get off. I will get off my schedule. The schedule. Not that I have much of a schedule to begin with, but maintaining some kind of regularity is vaguely important. All right, this is about as far as we can go. What else do we got? Is there anything else? There's something in the detritus down there. There's something in the mud right there. I can't tell what that is because there's leaves blowing around and the shadows are blocking my view. What the hell? It doesn't look like it's anything. In the flotsam here at the end of the creek, there's a couple of balls here and there, but nothing interesting. I don't see anything, more importantly, across the creek. Now, was that just a stick falling, or was that a bird taking off? I keep hearing sounds that almost sound like, you know, the sound of an owl leaving a branch, a sound that we're very familiar with. But no, I'm not seeing any other golf balls. There's a white one right here. Junk. It's junk. Oh, and guess what I watched yesterday? I watched a movie. Okay, here was my train of thought. Like two or three nights ago, I watched a hockey game, a field hockey game, an Olympic field hockey game. Okay, so I sort of had field hockey on the brain because it is field hockey season, and I'm watching college field hockey a little bit during the day when I can. And because I was watching hockey and thinking about it, I thought, you know, I want to see the movie Bells of St. Trinians again, because that's such a funny movie with Alistair Sim, right? And there's a funny hockey game in it when the girls, it's just a fight. You know, it's just a riot. It's just a hooliganism, okay? And so I looked that up online, and I don't remember if I found the movie or not, but I found that scene, the hockey game scene, and I watched it and I laughed my head off. And because I watched something that said St. Trinians on it, it said, oh, do you want to watch this movie? And I said, what's the movie? It's the 2007 remake. I go, okay, well, huh. I sort of knew that it would exist, that existed, because I've seen it before. I mean, not the movie. I knew it existed because I look up St. Trinians stuff every once in a while. But I like the old movies. But I decided to give this new movie a chance. And so I watched it, and I really wanted to like it, obviously. And it was, it kind of didn't work. I mean, it had all the elements, but I don't know if the pacing was weird, and it came together a little bit too fast at the end, and I was excited that Juno Temple was in it. Oh no, she's got one line. But they show her just standing around a lot. As an ensemble piece, it just sort of kind of didn't work. Because you never see but it was kind of okay. If you're unfamiliar with the concept of St. Trinians and haven't seen any of the earlier films, yeah, it might work out for you. I don't know if I can recommend it, but, you know, if you've got small female children, watch the originals. That's all I'll say. And I should also say that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 19:30 UTC, and this is the end of the line. Oh,
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
I need to climb out of here, sit down and eat some food or something. I don't know what the hell.